You have your Bible, turn this morning to the book of Joel, chapter 3. Joel, chapter 3. I want to begin reading at verse 1. And the Bible says, "For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the host of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense, and will you recompense me swiftly and speedily? Will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because you have taken my silver and my gold and carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have you sold unto the Grecians that you might remove them far from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place where you have sold them and will turn your recompense upon your own head. I will sell your sons and your daughters in the hand of Judea, and they shall sell them to the Sabians, to a people far off, for the Lord has spoken it. Proclaim you this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares and the swords and your pruning hooks into spears. And let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come all ye heathen and gather yourself together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down. O Lord, let the heathen be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and order His voice, a voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be hope of His people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am the Lord, your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hill shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and the fountain shall be shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation, for I will cleanse their blood that I have cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion." I'd like to preach this morning for just a few moments, if God will be my help, on this thought, the restoration process. Amen? The restoration process. You realize there's something that God wants to do for all of us this morning. Hey, something God wants to do. And as I got to thinking about this and reading in the book of Joel, this little book, just three chapters, He lays it out for us exactly the plan that God has for us. Now, this is an amazing book because Joel is a contemporary. He was writing in the times of Elijah and Elisha. It was a time before the captivity took place. It was a time when God Almighty was moving in the nation of Israel. But God allowed the prophet Joel to look into the future and see. And I'm glad, Brother Rex, he saw me and you. He saw what God could have and what God could do. He saw the little nation of Israel. And he saw the church of the living God. Amen. And he saw the help that God would give each and every one of us. And he began to deal with them and start in a process, a restoration process for all mankind. I'm glad he did that, and he did it for us. Amen. It says, "For behold, in those days and in that time." I'm glad what he has here, he has a day and he has a time of God's dealing. Amen. I told the young people in the Sunday school this morning that God has a day and a time that He deals with you, that the Holy Spirit of God touches your heart and shows you your need, shows you your loss, and that you need a Savior. And praise God, He through His Word, He points us to the Savior, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. And amen, there's a day and a time for every one of us, amen, to get in. And that day and the time is now. The Bible says the day is the day of salvation. Amen. Today's the day to make that decision. Peter said, do all diligence to make your call and election sure. He said, what we need to do, amen, is put forth the effort to know and pray God that we're born again and we're going somewhere. If you're here today and you've not been born again, know where you're going, amen. It's time to put forth the effort to figure it out. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, the Holy Ghost of God deals with your heart. Today's the day. Amen. I say that, say this, while I'm preaching, amen, if God deals with your heart, amen, I don't, if it's about something, about sin, about whatever it is, amen, I'd get out of my seat and I'd come have me a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about those problems that I have, praise God. And He'll make things right. Amen. You do it this morning, you go out of here with a zip and you step, praise God, giving God the glory because you realize that He's already taking care of the situation.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you're saying, I'm talking about a restoration process. Restoring us, amen, making us whole. See, mankind's fallen. Because of a sin in the garden, praise God, mankind's fallen. We fell into sin. We fell into transgression. We fell into iniquity. But thank God, God sent His only begotten Son. When He said, hey, they've done messed up, what are we going to do? Amen. God, Jesus said, Father, we already got the plan. He said, Father, I'll go and I'll take their place. Bless His holy name. So we see God has a day and He has a time. And I believe today and the time, today and the hour we're living in is the time. I preached Wednesday night on the future is now. Amen. The future's right now. Our future is today. We're making our future right now in the day and hour that we live. And we have to just figure out, you just have to figure out what your part's going to be in it. Amen. We can sit on the back burner and watch it go by, or praise, we can get in and be a part of it for God's glory. Amen. Hey, I ain't much on sitting on the sidelines. I never did like to watch sports much. Praise God, I like to play. Amen. I like to get in there and be part of it. Amen. So what we have to do is decide where we're at in the game. But I want to preach just a little while on restoration process. I want to give you just a little bit. I believe Joel gives us some snapshots of some things that's happening here. Number one, he gives a snapshot of a court. We see a snapshot of the judgment of Gentile nations and their sins. And the judgment is against Israel. Amen. Those that's coming up against Israel, those Gentile nations that's trying to beat them down. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we're going to get ourselves in a mess the day and hour we live. The Bible said, I'll bless those that bless Israel and I'll curse those that curse Israel. We better be praying that God will bless that little nation of Israel. Amen. We better begin. I told him, I praise God, we just need to call up and say, what do you need? Amen. To defend themselves, to be that nation, part of God, that God has desired them and told them they'd be. And we just need to come alongside them and say, what do you need, praise God, and meet that need. Whether it be food, whether it be ammunition, whether it be missiles, whatever they need, praise God, we just need to supply it. Amen. And we can protect that little nation of Israel because it's coming against, and he said they're coming to scatter. Look what he says, verse 2, Joel chapter 3. He says, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. Now, if we look at this, we see that in verse 14, that says that's that valley of decision. Amen. He says, I'm going to bring them down to that valley of decision, a place where they're going to have a battle. He said, and God says, I'm going to set things right once and for all. I'm glad God sets things right once and for all. When God moved upon my heart, saved me in March 1976, praise God, He set things right once and for all. He showed me where I was at, showed me I was an old sinner needing a Savior, praise God, and saved me by His marvelous grace. He took me from there and took me to there. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, and glad He ain't got no eraser. These folks today say, well, you know, you can be saved and lost again. Not if you've truly been born again. Amen. You can have a profession without a possession, but I want to say, praise God, if you've truly been born again, amen, you've been born from above. Praise God, you're a child of God.
Amen.
Amen. You can know that you're saved. Amen. You say, how do you know? Look at John, 1 John chapter 5. Amen. He tells you it's a no-so salvation. We know that we've been born of God. We know that we've been born again, praise God, because we've trusted in Christ Jesus as our Savior. But we see that he said in verse 3, he said, and we will plead with them, therefore my people and for my inheritance, whom they have scattered. There's a lot of scattering going on. He said they scattered the nation of Israel. They scattered the people of God. I want to say there's a lot of people around the world that like to scatter us out. They'd like to bust us up. Amen. I'm glad we got a God that'll call us back together. I'm glad God puts a unity. And we talked about Sunday school, that unity that we have, that coming together. It's kind of like, Brother Charles, it's kind of like turkey hunting. And now sometimes where they have a fall season, it's harder to call them in. Now during the spring, you call them old gobblers in because they've got reproducing on their mind. And they get themselves in trouble, but in the fall season, it ain't so. And so the best way to get them turkeys to come in is to find a bunch of them and bust them up. Amen. Scatter them out. And then you can sit down and talk right sweet with them and on a call and you can call them up. Amen. I want to say that's what God does for me and you, praise God. The world like to bust us up. The Lord like to destroy us and scatter us out. But praise God, I'm glad the still small voice and the Word of God will speak to us softly and He'll call us together in oneness and one mind, one accord to get us where God can help us. I'm glad there's help in the house of God. Amen. Glory be. Well, I don't know about you. I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. Ain't God good? We serve a holy God, amen, who's able to do all things for us. And when the world wants to scatter us about, God's there to draw us back. God's always trying to draw us in. I want to say, I said that, say this. Let's say something that's a pushing you out. Praise God, I want to say that ain't of God. Amen. Now, what do your mother say? You say, Pastor Jeff, I'm saying, don't listen to it. Because the God's speaking your heart to draw you in. Amen. If there's an influence out there that's wanting to push you out, that's of the devil. Don't listen to it. Don't give no heed to it. But he said he scatters them around and he divides their land. Amen. He's wanting to divide their land. He's wanting to split it up, give them something that ain't theirs. But I just want to say, glory be to God, our portion is in the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of false stuff out here that you can get involved in. There's a lot of false stuff out here that'll take you in different directions. But I want to say our portion, children of God, is in the Lord. Amen. Our portion is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. We don't need nothing else. But he said they scared them about. They divided their land. And they treated them like slaves. Verse 3 said, they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Amen. Verse 8 says that, and I will sell your sons, your daughters, in the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell to the Sabaeans, to the people far off, for the Lord has spoken it. Amen. We're living in a day and hour that we're seeing this come to pass. Have you ever heard such stuff when we're talking about child exportation of children, selling them into bondage, into slavery? You said, preacher, that don't happen nowadays. It's happening all around the world. Amen. Christians are being killed even as we speak. We asked to pray for Roderick and Nalate, one of our Philippine missionaries, because the sales of ISIS have moved into the Philippines and they're killing them. They're killing Christians. But why is our liberal media not telling about it? Because they're on the side of the devil. They don't want to tell you the truth because they're afraid you'll stand up. Amen. I want to say, praise God, it's time to stand up for judgment because this judgment is coming. He said they've robbed them. They've stole them into slavery. They sold them into bondage. He said they've taken their wealth. These countries today that's just raping Israel, just going there and just taking all that they can get out of it and not offering anything back. Amen. And they've got a little old spot of land that they're trying to maintain on. But God's a blessing that little old spot. Praise God in abundance. Amen. But I want to say there's a restoration process that's on its way, and it's a snapshot. He said there's going to be a judgment, praise God. There's going to be a court and a judge, praise God, that's righteous, and he's going to stand up and judge righteously. Amen. He's going to judge righteously. He's going to judge those things that's done. Praise God. There's a lot of people, they think, well, you know, I've got by with it. I've done things and I've done that's wrong. He said, I've got by with you. You ain't got by with nothing. Hey man, you ain't come to the judge yet. You ain't stood before the judge yet. Once you stand before that judge, praise God, you realize there ain't nothing hid with him. But it's all open and exposed in the eyes of God. Amen. But see a snapshot of a court. We see a snapshot to come, and that judgment is coming. It's nigh even at the door. It will come. God's prophesied all this stuff to us. And God's, there's not one prophecy that hasn't come true. Everything that God's promised us would happen has happened. Amen. And I'm just looking for that glorious day, praise God, when the resurrection takes place and praise God, the upward call will take place. We go out to be with Him. You say, preacher, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's a promise. God hasn't missed a promise yet. Praise God. So we see a snapshot of a court. We see a snapshot of a judgment. But we also see a snapshot of a harvest. Amen? A snapshot of harvest. When God will call all the nations to battle. He's going to call all the nations to battle. And He's going to call them, amen, to the Valley of Jehoshaphat. He's going to call them to that Valley of Decision. Do you realize in this lifetime you live, God's going to call every one of us to a place of decision? God calls every one of us to a place to make a decision. A place to see where we are. And He asked the question today, whose side are you on? Amen. That's where we come to. When we come to that valley of decision, we come to realize and make a decision whose side we're on. Now, I don't know about you, but comes time for a battle, I don't want to be caught in the middle. Because when they go launching stuff at each other, praise God, I don't want to get caught in the crossfire. There's a lot of folks is trying to play in the middle. But praise God, I don't want to play in the middle. I want to be found on the Lord's side. I want to be found on the winning side, praise God. When that final harvest takes place, God, praise God, I want to go to be with Him where He is. Amen. Glory be God, so I can shout the praises around the throne of grace all the days of my life. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Whose side are you on? Amen. I'm on Jesus' side. Amen. Praise God, I'm going all the way with Him. No matter what happens around me, praise God, I'm with Jesus. They said in the Philippines the other day, the Filipino people, they was actually Catholics, which are of the Christian faith. And they asked them, they stopped a whole bunch of them, and they asked them, said, what is your faith? And they said, we're Christians. And they said, gave them a chance, said, well, you can recant, you can deny that and live. And they said, even the little children would say, no, we're Christians. And they were being taken out, they were being beheaded and killed for their faith. I'm talking about now, I'm not talking about 100 years ago or 30. I'm talking about just this past week. It took place. What? You say, what happened? They made the valley of decision and they made a decision for Christ. Amen. They realized whom their Redeemer was, praise God, and that He was living, He was alive. And they choose life instead of death. Amen. You say, wait a minute, they died. No, they didn't. Praise God, they were promoted. Amen. They went to be with the Lord. They was that final harvest took place. Amen. Revelation chapter 14 speaks of that final harvest. Revelation chapter 14, verse 14. Said, I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress even under the horse bridles by the space of 2,600 furlings. God said, there's a great harvest day. Praise God. He said, that day is a day of harvest, that final harvest, when he reaches in with the sickle. He said, those grapes are fully ripe. He said, there's some that's been fully persuaded. Amen. There's some that's ready, praise God, to see the glory of God. He said, go and get them, praise. And you know what we're seeing today all around this country? In 3 weeks, I buried three saints of God that was looking for victory, and they found it. Amen. Those grapes were ripe to harvest. Amen. They fought the battle. They'd stayed the faith. Amen. They went out here in victory, praising the Lord. Amen. He said those people that's in the harvest, praise God, that snapshot of this harvest, he said those people will be ready. They'll be strong. Amen. He tells us in verse 9, back in Joel, he says, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war and wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. He said, we need to prepare ourselves to put up a good fight. Amen. We need to, we're in a battle. Amen. Have you realized we're in a battle yet? Have you realized you're in a battle yet? Amen. Every day's a fight to do right. Because the devil's trying to tear up and tear down, trying to destroy the home more than anything. If he can destroy the home, destroy the family, he can destroy humanity. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God. Amen. He's there to preserve the family. But he said it's a time to stand, and he said it's a time, verse 10 says, it's a time to be strong. Amen. Time to be strong for the Lord, to be strong in the Lord. How do we do it? By just committing ourselves to Him. He said, submit ourselves unto God. James said, submit yourself unto God and resist the devil. He said, just trust the Lord. Amen. Put up a resistance. Praise the Lord. He said, then you'll be a winner. Praise God. He said, you can shout and give God glory because you're a winner. Praise the Lord. So he said, there's a snapshot of a court. There's a snapshot of a harvest. Also this morning, he said, there's a snapshot of a storm. Amen. He said, there's a snapshot of a storm. Look at verse 14. He said, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Amen. I won't say when God puts on your heart, He gives you that opportunity to make a decision. He's right there with you. He'll help you to make that right decision. He said, pick me, choose me, go with me, follow me, let me help you. Amen. And when we do that, praise God, He gives us all the help we need. Amen. He gives us all the help you need. Praise God for His glory in the valley of decision. He said, the sun and moon shall be dark and the stars shall withdraw their shining. What's He saying here? He said, one day it'll be so totally dark, praise God, you'll need a light. But God says, through Christ Jesus our Savior, He said, I'll leave the light on for you. He said, no matter how dark it gets around you, praise God. Brother Dean, he said, I'll leave the light on for you so you can see your way. Amen. Ain't you glad that we've got a light that shines brighter than anything that the world has? I mean, we got some bright lights now. They got lights now to shine plumb out into space. But I'm glad this morning I got a light that lives in my heart. Praise God, it's brighter than that. That light that's in my heart, Brother Don, shines plumb into glory. Amen. Amen. Illuminates everything around me. Praise His holy name. But we see that this storm, that there's a Savior. There's a light on in the darkness. He said, and the Lord shall roar out of Zion, utter His voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of His people. Who are His people? Believers. Amen. He said, He's going to be the hope of those who believe upon His name, who's trusting in Him. Praise God. And he said, in the strength of the children of Israel, not only is he going to be our hope, praise God, but he's going to be our strength. He's going to give us the strength. How do you think them people said, no, I'm a Christian, and they were beheaded, they were killed, because they had strength that wasn't from here. Amen. It's rooted and grounded in their heart. They had that strength. The time of a storm that we see that storm together, amen. And you can see the picture in the valley of Jehoshaphat. In that valley of decision, he said that blood is going to run. I done the math on that. That's 9,600 and some feet. And he said the blood's going to run to the horses' bridles in that valley of decision. But I can see in my mind's eye as they gather in that valley. They gather over in that valley, and the Lord gathers there with them. And He says, okay, so this time. And see, some things has already transpired. The Lord of glory, He's done gathered the church up. He's took them out and said, and He says, we're going back. Amen. The Lord says, we've got to go back. He said, we've got to set a battle in the race, and we've got to destroy the evil of this world. You realize one day in a little while, Jesus is going to put down all the evil of the world. Amen. This will be a perfect place to live in again. It's not now, but praise God, it's going to be. But He tells us over in Psalm chapter 24. And He asked the question in verse 3. He says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? He's asking a question. Who's going to ascend up? Who's going to stand? Amen. Can you answer that this morning? Can you say, me, Lord? I'm going to extend up. I'm going to stand, praise God, in my space, in the holy place. He said, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity and sworn deceitfully. Amen. He said, who's going to stand there? He said, those with clean hands and those with a clean heart. He said, those are the ones that's going to stand in heaven. He said, and one day in a little while, praise God, He's going to say, listen, He said, it's time to go back. He's going to say, who's going to go with me? And multitude upon multitude is going to raise their hand and say, Lord, I'll go. Amen. See, the battle's not over yet. There's a final day, praise God, when it's going to be done. Because Jesus went back and He entered into the gate. He said, lift up your gate, your door be even lifted up, that the King of glory may come in. And He said, who is this King of glory? He said, and He showed Him His scars. And He said, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. But He said, there's coming another day when He's going to pull up there. And He's going to, I said, open your gates, your everlasting doors, and the King of glory might come in. Amen. Praise God. And he said, and the gatekeeper's going to say, who is this King of glory? Let me read this to you because I don't want to mess it up. God just thought about this. And he said, who is the King of glory? He said, the Lord of hosts. Now see, before he said, the Lord mighty in battle. But here he said, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, what do you think about that? He said, it's finished now. He said, when He comes back, He said, it's going to be done. But He's saying here in the valley of Jehoshaphat, he said, there's a snapshot of a storm, praise God, but He said, there's a snapshot of a battle in array. You got this side, you got that side, and you got the Lord of glory. And He said, who's going to go with me? He said, let me see your hands. Amen. See what you've done for me. He said, let me see your heart. Now listen, you're not going to show Him your heart. He's going to look into your heart. Hello? Oh me. Amen. He's going to look into your heart and see what's there. He knows. And He's going to look at your hands, those works that we've done, those things we've done for His glory, and He's going to look at your heart. And then He's going to say, mount up. Let's go. And we see as they set up in battle array. I've been there. I can vision this. That they set up over at Megiddo, the valley of the battle. Praise God, they're going to set up over there. And on the other side is all the heathen nations of the world. They're going to gather there and they're going to come and get to fight against God Almighty. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to destroy them by the brightness of His coming. Glory be to God. And the sharp sickle, that sharp sword that will come out of His mouth, amen, which is the Word of God. And He's going to destroy the wicked. Amen. He's going to cut them down. Mow them down and leave them for the buzzards. Did you realize, I don't know if anybody's, have you ever watched National Geographic? A lot of stuff I don't agree with, but they're talking about they can't understand it. They said because the carrion of the world, the birds of the stuff of the world that eat flesh, that Brother Greg, they're cleanup machines. They peel the possums off the road, you know, and stuff like that. He said all of a sudden, for some reason, they don't understand it, but the vultures and things like that, instead of laying one or two eggs like normal, they're laying three and four and sometimes five eggs. And they're hatching and they're surviving. I don't know if has anybody ever gone to the dump down on the river? These vultures down there, I mean, they just hundreds of them. And the old dump out from the house there, there's still vultures there. They come and they nest there. That's where they were born, raised, and that's where they come back to. But there's just hundreds or thousands of these vultures. While they're gathering, God's preparing them to clean up the carnage. I'm talking about something that's big. He said, in this battle, this storm to come, he said, we got to realize that there is a Savior. He said, the Lord shall reign, verse 6, the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter His voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of His people. I want to say we have no reason to be hopeless, because we have a hope this morning in Christ Jesus, our Savior. When everything else seems lost, praise God, we have a hope in Him. Praise God. He is a delivering God. He's come to take over, to deliver. He goes on and tells us in Revelation chapter 19 about that deliverance that He gives. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11. And the Bible says, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and his head and on his head were crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." Who are those? Who is this army? Huh? Who's this great army that were in heaven, that's with the Lord, that's mounted up, praise God, and coming to back the Lord? Well, if you look at Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, the Bible said, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready." Who's that? That's the church. That's me and you, those that made ourselves ready, that's trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. She said, "Preacher, well, how do you know that's the church?" He said, for to her was granted that she would be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." Amen. Who's coming back with Jesus? The saints of God, the righteous. Amen. He said, there's a valley, there's a storm a-coming. Praise God. In the storm, there's a Savior, which is Christ Jesus, the Lord. Praise God. He's coming to set up in battle array and to win the battle, to fight the battle once and for all. So we see in this snapshot of time, we see a court, we see a snapshot of a harvest, we see a snapshot of a storm. But praise God, Brother Rex, we see a snapshot of a garden. Amen. I'm talking about a garden, praise God. The book begins, now the book of Joel, it begins with a drought, and it begins with a famine. But praise God, it ends in a virtual land of milk and honey. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He said, when you're on the Lord's side, you get it all. Praise His holy name, and we get it all. What we see God forgives His people. He said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 10, He said, "If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," He said, "then will I hear from heaven and said, I'll heal their land." You need healing today, praise God. I won't say the healing is in the Lord. He can heal your land. He can heal your life. He can heal your family. He can heal your the home. He can heal your community. Praise God, because God has that. He forgives His people, praise God. The restoration process that God has, and He dwells in them. Amen. He says He dwells in His people. He said, "It shall come to pass." He said in verse 17, so shall he know, that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my mountain, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy. There shall be no strangers pass through her anymore. He says, I'm going to dwell there. And He says, it's going to be a wonderful place. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hill shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord. Amen. That's the fountain I want to drink out of. That fountain of living waters that flows, praise God, perpetually from the throne of grace. never to be staunched, never to stop, praise God, but will continue to flow throughout the ages. Praise the Lord for the glory of God. He said that's what's going to happen. Amen. That new beginning, that restoration process that the Lord has for us. He said that's your restoration process. This is our, that new beginning that God gives you when you make a decision in that valley of Jehoshaphat, that place of decision. Amen. That's what that really means. That's what Jehoshaphat really means, a decision for Jehovah. He said, make a decision for God. Amen. That way you don't have to worry no more about the court. You don't have to worry no more about the storm. Because when you're a part of the harvest, that first harvest, praise God, you get to be partakers in that glorious garden, that place prepared for those prepared for that place. That place of milk and honey where God's goodness flows out. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what about... I'm talking about a restoration process. When we're restored into the godliness that God would have us to be and the God-wordness that He'd have us directed to, praise God, we come to that place of restoration. That restoration process, we're still a work. Amen. We're all a work in progress for the Lord Jesus Christ. But in order to begin that work, He tells us, and I'm done. I just want to give you two. I'm going to share one more verse with you in Joel chapter 2, verse 32. He said, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion in Jerusalem shall be a deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Amen. Multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The Lord's saying it's restoration day. Amen. It's time to make a decision. To make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To finish out our days that we might know Him. Your day, your decision, your future. I said to Wendy Knight, it's now. Your future depends on you. It depends on the decision you make. The decision for Lord Jesus Christ. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you made a decision for Christ? Realize that He is your Lord. But I'm going to say, before I say that, let me say this. If we ain't careful, we'll let pride get in our way, and it'll keep us from accepting Lord Jesus Christ, taking that step of faith and say, "Lord Jesus, here am I." Amen. But if we'll make that decision from Him, He said we're in the valley of decision, but He said there's a deliverer. He said, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ," He said, "will be delivered." Deliverance is here. Amen. It's to be had.